Picture this. You're 16 years old and is dedicated to running as much as school, friends, church, and family.
He's always been quite the runner. He's gone out multiple times just in the middle of the night. Just goes for like 13-mile runs, just randomly disappears, comes back.
Coming off of a season where he raced at both the state cross-country meet and at the famous Blue Oval at Drake Stadium, the excitement is impossible to contain heading into your junior season, the year when a majority of athletes make a huge leap.
He's always been special. He's always been super fast and super determined. Like, if he was going to go for a run, he was going to push you to go with him.
Trying to capture one more summer memory before camp begins, it's time to pack up the bags and go camping with your closest friends and family members.
Yeah, so we were in Wisconsin, and I'm just having a good time camping.
For Pella Christian junior Ryan Nadelborg, the 2022 fall season appeared to be limitless with possibilities, and it was coming fast as the calendar was about to turn to August.
As I look at the history of runners at Pella Christian, he's been pacing ahead of pretty much every other runner that's ever ran at Pella Christian, according to some of the charts I look at.
But in a snapshot gone wrong, everything changed.
Then I just look and I see he's in the water, kind of face down, and we were just thinking he's messing around and like fake acting dead or something. So we didn't notice immediately if anything was up, and then we walk up and realize, and then it's just kind of like your heart drops and just kind of in shock for a while, and hard to believe that someone so active and athletic is hurt, and just kind of hard to grasp right away.
His sister and his dad and I were out that evening for a meal, and we were on our way back from that, and my son Brett called me on the phone, and he said, "Mom, I have some scary news for you." And then the phone call dropped. Because he was in a bad coverage area. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what in the world? So the phone call dropped. So he tried to call back again, and that happened like three times. And then finally, then he got it out and he said, "Mom, Ryan had an accident and he can't feel his arms or his legs."
In an instant, his dreams were dashed.
Some lady that was actually a nurse was there, and she came and held my C-spine for me, which helped a lot, and she just held me there and kept me calm. And then I still remember, like, I got put on a backboard, and then I went in an ambulance to, I think it was Baraboo, Wisconsin, and then I got life-flighted over to the hospital, and that's kind of where things cut out.
Ryan, once gliding on the streets, hills, and tracks of South Central Iowa, had a new challenge on the horizon.
The first week, even 2 weeks, was pretty awful, just with like breathing. I couldn't eat the first week, at least. I couldn't drink at all, and it was just pretty miserable. But now life seems to, it's getting a little better. I can breathe now, I'm not on any oxygen, and I can actually get outside and do a few things I like. So it's been getting better, and I don't know, things are looking up. I'm starting to be able to do some more things with therapy.
Word traveled quickly back home in Prairie City and throughout Pella Christian support systems. The once promising competitive career was no longer foremost. It was trying to find a way to help one of the best and brightest in the hallways of Pella Christian learn how to enjoy and live life again, and how to support his parents, Tim and Sonia, in navigating the unexpected that came so suddenly.
It has seriously been everything we've needed. Like, God has placed on people's hearts to reach out to us. We need it. Like, it's a literal need that we have, and God knows that. And, like, people from Prairie City, our church in Prairie City, everybody from Pella, people from the school, people who have had this exact same accident have been reaching out to us over the Caring Bridge page, over Facebook. They like seek out Ryan's name, and they seek out our family, and it's like God knew we just needed that. And Ryan is such a people person. He loves people. He is a social bug. He loves to go out with his friends and have fun. And so God knew he would just need those people to feed into our lives and be there to comfort us.
Motivated by the incident he witnessed with his own eyes, his cousin Isaac is now the newest member of Coach Buchheit's tight band of runners.
I think back to just not taking running for granted and being able to were able to do everything, and he's unable to, just kind of remembering him when we run and just to be happy with what that we can run and remember that we could be in worse situations.
Ryan's enduring spirit in the face of adversity has turned into a rallying cry for the rest of his teammates in maroon and gold as well. And together, the team has forged a singular focus and purpose this fall. Run for Ryan.
I've ran a lot with Ryan because we've been 1 and 2 the last year or two. So we've run together in a lot of workouts and easy runs and stuff like that. So I've got to know him a lot. And I know a lot in the off season already in some hard workouts. It's given me motivation to push myself a little bit harder because I know that he probably won't be able to run. So that gives me extra motivation.
It really puts everything into perspective, and I really like that we can take something so negative like this and create a community out of it and all work together to be there for Ryan.
Coach, tell him to do a 30-second plank and then make him go for 5 minutes.
The athletes in Pella and their teammate constrained by injury out of state are using the power of technology to connect and light a fire on the courses for the active Eagles and in rehabilitation for Ryan.
They've been sending videos, all the Pella Christian and Pella kids and Des Moines Christian cross country team, they all sent cards. I've been getting a lot of videos, sending videos back and forth with the team, and like Coach Buchheit's been contacting my family. I was able to visit with him for a couple of days, so it's just been really good. The support from the team, and even with their theme being about me this year, it's just been crazy. Yeah, everybody's been reaching out and just doing whatever they can to help.
Hey Ryan, you think you got a bad hair day going? Look at this bad hair.
Look at her, Ryan. It's so cute.
Anyways, you got your first race coming up. I've had a few of those since doing cross country in middle school all through my sophomore year. What I learned from that is just focus up on the race.
Some of his closest friends are PCM students living in the Nadelborg's hometown of Prairie City as well. And among those are Mustang sophomores Cutler Vandaloon and Sawyer Baukamp. They are hopeful not only to see their friends soon, but to have longtime rivals in athletics come together to support a family that has given a lot to so many others over the years, next week at the PC versus PCM football game.
That would mean a lot because it would really help their family out, and they really need to get into that. And I'm pretty sure they've almost got into that place in Colorado where he needs to go so he can like begin his rehab and get better.
It just means a lot because it's nice to know how many people actually care about him, and that even though we have a world that kind of sucks a lot for the most part, but it can always be good.
It'll be good because even though we've always been against each other in sports, we can come together because it's a really big deal.
The road ahead is long and ultimately uncertain for Ryan Nadelborg, who will have to fight and claw to ever take another step. But Coach Buchheit says regardless of what happens over the next weeks and months, it would be wrong to doubt what he's capable of.
It's just the spirit of who he is and his family is, and it's humbling to be in the middle of it all and see somebody that you love and appreciate so much go through something like that. So it's hard stuff, but through all of it there is joy, and I just love to see how the kids' spirit picks him up and he picks our spirit of our kids up and picks up my spirit at the same time. So we're going to be there for him, and we're going to support him all the way and hopefully give him something to cheer for outside of what he's doing day to day as well to get better and improve his physical situation too.
And Sonia has one ask. Don't forget and don't underestimate what's possible.
We just don't want people to forget about Ryan. Like, we want them to learn something from this. Ryan needs that support. We need that support to continue. So I guess those are the top biggest ways right now to just stay involved and just keep supporting Ryan and don't forget about him.
With Tyler Crabb for KNIA Cabela's Football Friday Nights, I'm Andrew Schneider.
Warriors on three.
One, two, three, Warriors!